what's coming up, what's going down, what's coming to our town. It's gonna be good, hope it don't flood. Oh, it's what's upstream.
Just a minute.
Good afternoon, Clear Creek County. Welcome to What's Upstream. I'm your co-host, Mark Cuccinello, here with Lori Beckel. Good afternoon, Lori. Here, get your headphones on.
Yes, I'll put on some headphones. Very good.
All right,
look,
thanks,
I'm
all Mark.
Tangled. I'm all tangled up here. There we
go. Yeah, hi. Hello, everybody out there in Radio Land. Thank you for listening to What's Upstream today. We have a great show. We're still waiting for the rest of our guests to arrive. We have several of our stellar young people graduating on Saturday from Clear Creek High School with us to share with us their stories. And I can hardly wait.
It's going to be great.
Yeah. So, but they're stuck in traffic, wouldn't you know?
Yeah. In the meantime, I want to tell a quick story. When I was a child, and there were exactly two television stations in the world, NBC and CBS, and most of the broadcast was live, and there was there were fumbles and mistakes happened all the time, and we are the inheritors of that tradition here at KGOAT Radio. And here we are on live radio, and our guests are going to be late.
So what do we do?
So,
well, we read a PSA.
There we go.
To start with. So I have one public service announcement I'd like to make, and then we'll take a little music break until the rest of our guests arrive. Zephyr is here and on time, and that's terrific. So we'll be hearing from him in a minute. But I do want you all to know that there will be a legislative town hall on June 1st at 5:30 here at the United Center. We will be hearing from Senator Dylan Roberts and Representative Leslie Smith, who will come and share with us about the recent legislative session down at the state capitol that just concluded last Wednesday. So please join us again June 1st, which is a Monday, 5:30 p.m. right here at the United Center. This is free, and please come. There'll be an opportunity, I'm sure, to ask questions. And so listen to a little bit of our music, and we will be with you here very shortly.
Good news. Our guests have arrived. We just need to get organized a little bit better, and we'll be with you shortly.
Hi. Are you Kira?
Yes.
We'll be right back.
showing you the way, leaving no doubt of the way again or the way back out. Tell you what I'll do, I'll watch out for you. You're my woman now, make yourself easy, make yourself easy, make yourself easy. Till we all fall down, it'll do you fine. Come think about what you left behind. The way you came or the way you go, let your tracks be lost in the dark and snow. Tell you what I'll do, I'll watch out for you. You're my woman now, make yourself easy, make yourself easy. When the shadows grow, it'll do you fine. When the cold winds blow, it'll ease your mind. The shape it takes could be yours to choose.
All right. Thanks for your patience, everyone. And we're ready to get started with our guests today. Lori, you want to make an introduction?
I sure would. Tina Matthew has been very helpful in helping us round up students who were willing to come in and be on the radio. So a big shout out to Tina. And a big shout out to all three of you. So in the studio with us, we have Maggie Goffman is here. We'll start with Maggie in just a minute. We have Zephyr Schussler is here. And we have Kiara Ginter. All three of these young people have grown up here in Clear Creek County. So they probably will have some fun stories to share with us. But they are all graduating on Friday, and big day. Oh, yeah. I just got goosebumps as I said graduating, because I guess I can kind of remember high school graduation myself all those 50-some years ago.
Yeah.
So anyway, but let's start with Maggie. And Maggie, why don't you just introduce yourself and... you know, kind of tell us about growing up in Clear Creek County.
Yeah, so my name is Maggie Goffman. Clearly, I'm a senior at Clear Creek High School. I've lived here all my life. I have four older siblings who all went through Clear Creek High School as well. My parents actually own a small little ski shop in Idaho Springs, exit 240. So we kind of all grew up oriented around the town. We grew up really, like, just hanging out after school at the public library, just hanging out with all of our friends and everything, and just, yeah, just really using the rec center a lot, hanging in town, so, yeah.
Yeah, pretty good life.
Yes,
growing
ma'am.
Up here.
Yes, ma'am.
Liked growing up in a small little community, eh?
Have you been working in your parents' shop?
Yes, sir, I have.
Yeah.
Yes, I help out there as much as I can, yeah.
Yeah.
Do they still have that delicious coffee they used to have, or what, that hot Das Bag? Do they still?
Yes.
Oh man, that's the best coffee.
It's my favorite. Yes.
Well, yeah. Very good. Well, next, Zephyr, why don't you introduce yourself to us?
Hi, my name is Zephyr Schussler. I'm obviously a senior, like the rest of us. But growing up here, my family has been here for four generations. So when growing up, I would get introduced to, like, everybody. I'd walk up to, like, maybe a just regular old practice, and I meet like five new people when I was little. So it's been a really great opportunity to grow up here.
Yeah.
And I think that everybody else along the lines has helped me a lot since it's so small, and that's really great.
Yeah, that's terrific. Four generations.
Yes.
And have you played baseball throughout your high school career?
I actually played 5 sports in high school.
So you look like a pitcher to me.
I am. Actually, we just had our baseball banquet last night, and I got a golden arm as an award.
Congratulations.
Wow.
Thank you. Yeah. What's your best pitch?
Probably my cutter.
Oh, nice. How many miles an hour do you throw that?
I would say low 70s.
Low 70s, yeah. But it fools the batters, right?
Sometimes.
Got a good break?
I do need to ask, what is a golden arm?
It goes out, so there's 3 awards usually in baseball. There's the golden bat, which is obviously for the best batter. There's the golden glove, which is for the best infielder who does all that. And the golden arm is best pitcher.
Wow, fabulous. How did your team do this spring?
We did okay. Our league was really tough. In fact, I think 6 of them made it into the second round of the state playoffs this year. And we had one 1A team who won the state championship. So we were 33rd and the top 32 make it in. So we were just almost there.
Yeah. So, Maggie, did you play sports?
Yes, ma'am. I just got done with soccer.
With soccer.
Yes,
okay.
Ma'am.
Mm-hmm. Soccer and skiing, those were your two?
Yes, ma'am. And then I also do volleyball in the fall.
And volleyball.
Yes.
What's your position when you play soccer?
I am normally center D, so I'm normally mainly defense, but I got moved up a little bit. Like for senior night, they moved me up the field to score, so that was pretty fun. But.
Oh, nice. And who are you pulling for in the World Cup?
I don't know. I don't really keep up with that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You're talking
Sorry.
World Cup. I was going to ask her about women's soccer in Denver.
Yeah.
A little closer to home.
Yes.
So we can take a call right now. Sorry.
Call us back, please.
Yes, call us back. All right. Well, terrific. Well, let's meet Kiara Ginter.
Hi, I'm Kiara. Obviously, I'm also a senior. I didn't really get the luxury of living in Idaho Springs. I live in Evergreen, but my family's always been, like, around. Like, they've always been helping out. My mom's super helpful with all of this stuff, especially at the school. And, like, the GTIS, she's always been a big part of. And my dad recently got a job at the Henderson Mine. So, yeah, I've always been, like, a part of this town, even though I don't live here. But I've always just walked around, hung out with friends here, you know, I worked here a little bit ago, so, yeah.
Your name is very familiar to me. What else has your dad done?
My dad ran for
County Commissioner.
I had him on the show.
I know
who your dad is.
Eric Ginter.
A very nice man. He made a great impression when he came on while he was campaigning for
awesome.
County Commissioner.
Tell him
I said hi.
I will.
And your mom works at the school?
Yes.
Yes, she's the counselor?
She's like a college counselor, so she mostly helps out with the seniors and stuff. And she does teach one class, but she's mostly a counselor with all that stuff.
Very helpful. I see. Well, my guess is you two, so Maggie and Zephyr probably have been together since elementary school.
Yes.
I'm guessing.
Preschool.
Our older siblings actually know each other. So
they went to school together.
So your families have known each other. I'm guessing that you met Kiara, in middle school?
Yes, ma'am.
Well,
our Snow Dodgers is where I was going to go.
And I've known Zephyr for quite a while because I helped with the GTIS with him. And then Maggie kind of came along in there too.
What is GTIS?
It's Georgetown Idaho Springs Half Marathon.
Gotcha. Yeah. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
So running it?
My mom kind of ran it a little bit, but obviously now that all her kids are out of Clear Creek, she's giving that away to somebody else. But yeah, she basically ran it, helped with it, and all of that.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I was going to guess that one of the things that brought you all together also was Snow Dodgers.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
And that is such a fabulous community-wide club for kids. And I remember meeting you guys when I did it with my grandkids.
Yeah.
years ago, being a chaperone on that bus.
My kids went through it, of course, and it's a great way to get to know everyone throughout the community. And, you know, they have a blast doing it. It's so much fun.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know,
it's a great program.
It is.
Yeah. So terrific.
Yeah.
So you then went through your last middle school and high school together.
Yes.
And yeah, it's like a little small community up there, isn't it?
It's crazy how like combined everybody gets, or how many connections there are between all the people. It's just wild.
Yeah. But so in this day and age, you know, those kids from really large schools probably don't experience that.
Yeah,
not at all, no.
Yeah, so it's kind of special in that way. It may get a little too close sometimes, but, you know, it's probably got a lot of good things about it, too.
So. Yeah, when you play sports in a small school like that, if you have any athletic aptitude at all, you kind of get pushed into every sport,
oh,
don't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So what's your favorite sports? Let's go around the horn.
Definitely basketball for me. I'm going to go play basketball in college up in Oregon. So.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun.
Good deal. All right.
Terrific. How about you?
I probably have to say volleyball, because I've been playing volleyball since I think I was in fourth grade. So it's been a long journey, and it's just one of those sports where you pick it up and you just keep going with it. So.
Nice.
Mine would probably also be volleyball. I've done it almost my whole life, or possibly track, just like the community you build with it and all of that. So yeah.
What are your track events?
My main one is the 400, uh-huh. And then I run.
Ooh, that's
I do
a
long
tough
jump,
one.
And it's a very tough
Ooh.
One. And then I will run the 200 and the 100 sometimes, and then obviously those relays.
Where have you had your best success?
I don't know. I mean, my time right now is a 107. My best time was a 106, but that was when I was in sophomore year. So
for the 400.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations. I never wanted any part of a race like that.
It's tough.
I crap out after 100.
Yeah.
Well, so, Zephyr, you mentioned playing basketball in college.
Yes.
And going to Oregon. Mm-hmm. That's your next step. Why don't you tell us about it?
Yes. So, during my eighth grade year, I went on a road trip with my dad and skipped the first semester of school. So for 50 days, we just traveled the West Coast, and it was really pretty. Oh. And we went to Oregon, and it was my favorite state. So ever since then, I've really wanted to go to school out there. And when I saw this opportunity, I was just like, yes, let's go. So
wow.
It's going to be amazing, and I get to study psychology, my favorite subjects, and play basketball. So.
Wow, terrific.
Can't beat it.
No, can't beat it.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Yeah. And it goes way back to a road trip with your dad. That's special.
Yeah. So when do you have to report for, I bet they have summer camp.
So... Basketball is a winter sport, so
yeah.
They have a couple of practices. I think they're allowed 6 before the season starts.
Yeah. But nothing in the summer.
Yeah, they don't start till, like, season doesn't start till October for practices.
Uh-huh.
Or maybe late September.
Mm-hmm.
So I just have to report to school normally.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Good for you.
And
yeah.
Is this Eugene? No, where are you going?
I'm going to Pacific University.
Oh, Oregon. Pacific University.
Yes.
Okay, and
yes.
Where is that?
It's in Forest Grove, Oregon.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Probably beautiful.
It is really pretty.
Yeah. Is it on the water?
No, it is actually like right in between Mount Hood and the ocean, so I get both worlds.
Oh, my
yeah.
gosh.
Yeah, stay out of that tsunami zone.
Yeah, I'll try.
Well, that's...
Good.
Very cool, yeah.
So
I'm going to study psychology.
Yes.
Interesting.
Yeah. Sorry, I wanted to ask you about your high school academic career a little bit. You know, I know all three of you are heavy into sports. We've learned that. But tell us a little bit about the academic environment when you were coming up through the school system.
My dad was also the math teacher and AD at Clear Creek, so I also knew all the teachers already in high school, so it was really nice to be able to go up to your teacher and just ask for help if you didn't understand anything, or they're like helping you. If you're failing that class, they're going to make sure that you understand the material and get that. And I think that's really special in this community.
Yeah. And knowing all the teachers.
Yeah.
I mean, and having teachers know you.
Yes. Like, I've known Miss Matthew for, I don't know how long, since I can't remember.
Since before time. Huh?
Yes.
Forever. Yeah, that's really special.
So where'd you have your best academic success?
I would say math. Since my dad's been a math teacher, I've kind of grown up with just not really, like, I don't like the subject the most, but I definitely understand it pretty well.
Yeah.
So
he made sure of that, huh?
Yes.
Yeah, it's good.
It was amazing. And when I was homeschooled on my trip, he taught me some algebra too, which was,
fun. Oh,
yeah.
Cool.
And why psychology?
I just have a fascination with how people react to stuff and to see, better understand people so you can better get to know them is, like, I think a great thing.
Yeah. Do you see yourself in a clinical practice, in research? What do you think?
I'm trying to go into sports psychology.
Oh, sports psychology, okay.
Yes.
Yeah. My granddaughter's boyfriend is studying sports psychology down at DU.
Nice.
And he's loving it.
Good.
So, yeah, really interesting. It seems like kind of a newer field, is that?
Yeah, with athletics becoming more pronounced and people getting better, there's more of a mental aspect to the games.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's why more people are going into sports psychology.
Yeah, and they have a program at Pacific University.
Well, they do not have a sports psychology, but they have this graduate track program where they can send me on to another school who has it as a master's, and I might even be able to get my master's in 5 years.
Oh, wow. Do it if you can.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's terrific. And maybe internships, too.
Yes.
Along the way. Cool. Yeah.
Okay, well, we'll come back to you, but we want to share time with everyone else here.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Maggie?
Yes, so I'm planning to attend the Air Force Academy Preparatory School.
Nice.
So this year is almost like training for me, and then the next year I'd go actually attend the academy, and then the next 4 years I'd spend at the academy. So,
oh my gosh.
Yes.
So I don't think I know about the Air Force Preparatory School.
Yes.
Is that the typical trajectory now for getting in the Air Force Academy?
I mean, I wouldn't say the projected, if you apply there, you might, it's just definitely has become more competitive, especially for nominations and everything, because the whole process is that you have to do this long application process, and then you have to get nominations as well.
Right.
And so I got my nomination to the Naval Academy, but I didn't get in there, but the Air Force Academy, they offered me a section to their preparatory school. So instead of getting the full ticket to the academy right away, they offered that because I didn't get the nomination.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's kind of like a shoe-in a little bit. About only 250 kids get that little slot. So, and then we join the next class next year. So
you're guaranteed a spot in a year.
Yes.
At the Air Force
yes.
Academy. Oh yes, my basically. Gosh! Congratulations.
Thank you.
It's great.
Yeah. You want to be a pilot?
Yes, that's my main goal, to study aviation.
Wow.
Yes,
terrific.
Ma'am.
Yes. Yeah. Have you flown? I mean, do you fly now?
I haven't started flying now because I'm going to start flying when I get there. You can earn your wings through there. But I have taken a Discovery flight, and it was just an amazing experience. It was definitely one of the things that I wanted to pursue. So
wonderful.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, my son, I guess I'll tell a personal story. I usually do. My son thoughts of becoming a pilot, and he had his instrument training, and he took a degree in aviation, and we were looking at a plane for him to have, a little tail dragger, and he had to give it up because he was he gets car sick in the plane.
Oh no.
Yeah. So that was the end of his flying career.
That's kind of a sad story.
That's sad.
Yeah, no, he ended up with a great professional career, and he's doing fine. So
and Dramamine didn't help.
No.
Well, that's really neat, Maggie.
Yeah,
thank you. Yeah, I'm really excited.
Are you thrilled?
Yes, I'm so excited.
Yeah, it seems like so far, we'll hear from Kiera next, but so far you're all thrilled with your next steps.
Yes.
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about your academic career in high school.
Yeah, I'd have to say the same with Zephyr, like growing up with older siblings, that definitely kind of like set the way, like they all knew another Gothman coming up, and they'd be like, and so they would kind of, my sisters kind of set a high expectation for the rest of us, so it was kind of like just following in their footsteps, but it was definitely a treat having those teachers there to work with you and just being able to talk to them on a different level than a lot of kids. Like, if I were new, it'd be kind of more intimidating, but having that kind of like already pre-relationship with them, it was really nice to just go up and talk to them for help. And especially in a small school, even if you are new, it's super easy to just really get to know the teachers. Like, our classes are maybe 15 kids max, I think.
Oh,
so
good for
it's
you.
Like,
boy, that's wonderful.
Yeah, so it's really nice to just easy to just go up and really explain what's going on and if they can help in any way.
How many in your graduating class?
I believe 42. Wow. 43? 43. Okay.
Yeah.
Yes, so around there.
Wow, 43.
I can't even imagine that. I went to a Jesuit high school for the first 2 years of high school, and there was 100 in a class, and that was a tiny school. But then I wanted to go to the public school and, you know, integrate into my community, and my parents finally said yes, and it was classes of 1,000.
Wow, yeah.
1,000 in a class.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That was a big school. So
yeah,
anyway.
I graduated from Littleton High School in 1970.
Oh, wow.
And I'm pretty sure there were close to 500 kids in my graduating class.
Wow. Boy, you're younger than, you're just a youngster, aren't you?
I am just a youngster. Yeah, but I'm not as young as Kiera is. So Kiera, tell us about your plans.
Well, I plan on going to ASU in Phoenix, Arizona to study fashion design.
Wow, very good.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm hoping it'll be fun. Like, my family has always gone on road trips to Lake Havasu, Arizona.
Oh, yeah.
And I've just fallen in love with it. Like, I've just always loved the scenery and all of that. I didn't know that cactuses were that big, but that's good to know. Yeah, I've just always loved it, always loved Arizona. And I love the snow, but I'm always really cold, so I'm definitely going to enjoy the heat and everything.
I'm laughing because Kiera has on short shorts. And it snowed yesterday.
I'm ready for the
you
heat,
are.
That's why.
Yeah, you are. Well, so why fashion design?
I've just always been interested in it. I've always been interested in style, like looking at like concert attire and all of that. I've just always loved wardrobes, clothing, and I've just like realized over the years that clothing, like certain types of clothing, can be uncomfortable, and I kind of want to like possibly fix that for people. Like, I don't know, maybe like prom attire or any of that, or like hiking attire, I kind of feel like is a little uncomfortable, so I've just always been interested in that.
Stylish but comfortable.
Yes.
Wow, I dig that.
Concert attire. I have to tell you, just the other day, I don't know where I saw this, a flash of video of Lady Gaga, who I know nothing about, but I guess she's on a concert tour now, and she had on this thing. I don't know. I guess it was a costume, but it was the size of this room. She was just in the middle of this thing.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Did it look comfortable, Mark?
It did not.
We need to refer her
confining.
To Kiera. Yeah.
But a beautiful
and heavy.
Voice. That's right. She was sitting there, believe me.
Wow, that's interesting.
Yeah, good for you. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So how about your high school or your school academics?
Kind of same with these two, because I also had siblings that went through Clear Creek, and it's been fun. Like, I've always thought about going to Evergreen. My brother was about to go to Evergreen for football, and I'm really glad that we didn't, because, I mean, just, like, seeing that we're, like, a small school, you get to know almost everybody. You get to have, like, a personal, not personal, but, like, a pretty close to personal relationship with your teachers, your friends, almost everybody. You get to know people in the town, your community, and all of that. But, yeah, it's been fun. My siblings, they didn't necessarily set a high bar like Maggie's siblings did, because my siblings were going in completely separate directions. Like, my brother, he goes to Fort Lewis for football, and my sister is going to Savannah College of Art and Design for textile design. Oh. So they're just completely different ways, and I kind of feel like I'm in the middle of that, so, like, my teachers kind of expect almost like a baseline for me. Like, they have no idea what to expect.
Now,
you've got to set your own course.
Yes.
If you've got a sister who's going to study textile design and you're studying clothing design, there may be a future for you with your sister.
Possibly,
in a partnership.
Yeah.
That seems like a match to me.
Yeah, I haven't really thought about that, actually.
Are all three of you the youngest in your family?
Yes. Yeah.
Wow, we're getting that idea. Yeah. So you're bringing up the rear.
Yeah.
Families are probably pretty excited about this graduation.
Yes.
Oh, and tearful. Probably a little tearful, too.
Yeah,
their last child going through with families who are really embedded in the community. All of your families are.
Oh, yeah.
Lori, how about we give them a little break and we'll catch our breath and come back in just a minute here on What's Upstream.
Sounds good.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, everyone, we're back on What's Upstream. I'm your co-host here with Lori Beckel, and this is KYGT LPFM 102.7, 103.9 on your FM dial, and we stream over clearcreekradio.com 24/7 worldwide. Lori, take it away.
Yeah, it just, your promo there, Mark, made me wonder if these three young people ever listen to Keiko.
Don't put them on that spot.
Sometimes.
Do you?
Yes.
Is it on in your home sometimes?
No, but I remember in, I think it was 2018, when the girls went to the state basketball championship, I couldn't make all the games. So I think one of the girls on the team's dads actually worked for Keiko at the time, so he helped broadcast.
Oh, fun.
Along with, I think it might have been Craig Abrahamson.
Yeah, okay. he and Peter did the games.
I remember them doing football games, for sure. Yeah, long time. So anyway, I just didn't mean to put you on the spot. But I do want to tell you that if you want to listen to yourselves and this show that we're recording right now, it'll be on again on Friday at noon. So you guys can hear it on the radio, if you still have a radio, or you can stream it at clearcreek.com on a computer.
It'll be archived if you happen to miss it this Friday. We'll have it have it uploaded and archived within a few weeks.
You're going to be a little busy on Friday, I'm guessing.
Yes.
So do you know what the plan is for graduation?
It's going to be inside, sadly.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh. It was so nice.
But it'll still be fun.
Yeah.
So.
Still get to graduate.
Yeah. Throw the cap.
Yeah. And speakers or?
Yes.
You know who speakers are?
Yeah, we have a guest speaker, and then the salutatorian and valedictorian will speak.
Who are they this year?
The salutatorian is actually Maggie.
Maggie's speaking.
Yes.
Terrific.
Congratulations.
And then our valedictorian is Elliot Dunbar.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. So you have your speech all ready?
Yes, ma'am. Oh, I just sent it yesterday. So.
Yeah. How cool is that?
Did you stand in front of the mirror and test yourself?
I'm going to today.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
The radio show is a warm up for the big graduation speech.
Exactly.
So very good.
Well, you seem very self confident. I think you'll do very well.
Thank you. I'm pretty excited. It's a great honor, so I'm really excited.
Yeah, terrific. Well, we'd like to know a little bit more about, pry a little bit more into your lives, and maybe have you share with us some of your really great memories of growing up in school. What kinds of things are you thinking about as you're finishing this chapter?
Yeah. So with me, it's like every summer going into school, there's something called the Lake Concert at Evergreen Lake House, and that's something that I'm definitely going to miss a lot. Recently, I haven't really been going, but I've always made some great memories there. And then for school, probably my track career. I've just always loved going into track, even though it's hard. My coach has always pushed me to do as best as I can, and I'm definitely going to miss that, and the team that's always there for me and always pushed you a little bit harder.
Mm-hmm. Who is your coach?
Ben Mahoney.
Okay.
And Becca.
And Becca. Huh. Very nice. Yeah. How about you, Maggie?
I'd probably have to say, like, growing up, I remember trick-or-treating with my family and all my siblings through Idaho Springs, and I definitely miss that a lot, like driving around Halloween time and seeing like all the Carlson kids. I think last year we volunteered to come back and help like do the Carlson, you know, they walk around through town and the restaurants come out and hand them out candy, and it just kind of made me go back in time to when like we used to do that. We'd walk through town and we'd go to the big football field at the end of town, and then we'd have a little pep rally. And it was just, like, one of those core memories, I think, that stuck with me, especially, like, walking with my sister and, like, before they all left the elementary school. Mm. As well as, like, our big thing right now is playing spike ball during any free period we can. So everybody just joins in. It's not like your typical spike ball game. It's basically one where everybody just goes around the net and we just play. So, but it's really fun. And
explain to us what spike ball is.
So it's basically this net that's like shaped in a circle, and then it's a ball, and then you just like hit it. It's kind of like, I don't know, it's kind of like, it bounces off the net, and then it goes up in the air, and you, like, pass it to your partner, and then it's kind of like volleyball, but on a net.
Almost. I see. So yeah. The ball is, you're hitting it down.
Yes.
And it, hitting it onto a net.
Yes.
And it bounces
mm-hmm.
off
yeah.
to somebody
it's like,
else.
It's like on a oh. ring, and then you, like, strap the net really tight around it, so, like, it creates that little
bounce
back. Yeah.
So that's the recreation that happens during high school recess.
Yes. Anytime we get, yes.
And I guess yes. hacky sack, too.
Yes.
Oh, and hacky sack.
Yeah,
sure.
Those are the two big ones. But, oh, yeah.
Fun.
Yes.
Yeah, I heard that was making a big comeback.
Absolutely,
It kind of died out for a while, and now you guys have all picked it up again.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes, every kid does it. You'll just see them hacking in the middle of, like,
it's my favorite thing.
On breaks for the AP exams. Kids are out in the hallway hacky-sacking.
Better than
good
pacing the hall nervous, right?
You exactly.
Well let some steam off.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, what kinds of things do you think about, Zephyr?
When I think it was in kindergarten, we used to do book buddies. So that was a good one because you just got to know the older kids. And I think even now, like Maggie said, when we go trick-or-treating with the younger kids, that they just look up to you so much, and it's really important that you leave a good impression on them.
Also,
field days were amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Love those, too,
yes,
huh?
We would, especially the guys group, we would just be so competitive with each other, and I think that's a really great thing.
Yeah. It's really interesting to me that your memories go way back to when you were young children.
Yeah.
And that is so cool that you had great experiences as young children here.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that you've wanted to provide that to the younger children in town now.
Yeah.
That's just terrific because they do look up to older kids.
Yes.
They just love older kids. So.
So anybody think past college? You know, think past your academic career and into your adult life. Does that seem too remote a prospect at this point in your lives? Or do you think, when I get out of school, this is what I hope, where I hope I end up? You know, I know you have academic goals that are focused on careers, but what does that career look like to you in your mind? Anybody?
Like I said, I really want to go into sports psychology. I don't know where that would take me because of, like, there's athletics all over the world. I could go anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
But truly, I do want to go into more basketball.
Mm.
So if that's possible, then, again, I'm taking the green light and I'm just going for it.
The Nuggets probably have a sports psychologist. Do
yes.
they not? At least one.
At least one. You said with internships, maybe that can get me some connections when I'm in college, and we'll just see where that road takes me. But right now I'm just focusing on getting the sports psychology degree first and then seeing where I can go from there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, wherever that takes you, huh?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's an interesting career. I still compete in sports myself, even as a deep master, I'll call myself that. But, you know, the psychology of performance is, you know, it's as important as all of your training regimens, you know.
Yes.
It definitely is. So, yeah, Division I schools, I'm sure they have their own sports psychologists.
Yeah.
You know, of course, there's professional sports teams, mm-hmm. But you could do that independently as well.
Yeah. If I got a PhD, I could open my own clinic. That would be. That's an option.
Yeah, sure. Never know.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Anyone else?
Yeah, so I feel like mine is pretty mapped out if I continue on this Air Force route, because it's a free education, but you do have to enlist 5 years minimum afterward. To be a pilot, though, you have to enlist 10 years with pilot school. So if I do want to continue my pilot career as I slowly figure out what I like and if I find something else, then I'd have the kind of like the next 15 years planned out for me. But I do hope somewhere in there, like 10 years from now, that I could have a family and that I could just, like, you know, get that ball rolling. But yeah, that's my main goal. But yeah, we'll see where it takes us.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, I wish you nothing but the best.
Thank you.
That's a very rigorous path that you've chosen for yourself. And, you know, as they say, many are called and few are chosen.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're going to really have to stay focused.
Yes, sir.
For sure.
Thank you.
How about you, Kara?
So my path is kind of more out in the open a little bit. It kind of depends on what I want to do with my degree and, like, what type of clothing or kind of branding I want to do for it. If I want to go more into hiking apparel, then that'll take me, obviously, to different routes than more fancy and, like, designer apparel. And I don't know, it kind of also depends on sports, like if I want to continue doing volleyball in college and, you know, all of that, because I have coached for a team. Mm-hmm. So it also depends on if I want to continue doing that in Arizona and all of that. So, yeah, mine's kind of more out in the open than the other two's.
Well, I think your future lies with your sister. Between her fabrics and your designs.
Mark's got it all figured out for you, Kara.
Thank you.
We'll watch for your company years hence.
You know, I'm definitely impressed with all three of you. When I was your age, I didn't have the faintest idea what I wanted to do. And I I took a couple of semesters at a local university where I lived, and then I kind of drifted for a few years, and then I kind of figured something that might be good. But you guys are right on it. You know,
yep.
So I admire you and I'm a little envious, you know, that you think that you've got this all mapped out already.
Yeah, for sure.
How about you, Lori? When you were younger, did you have a clear sense of where you wanted your life to take you?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
I did.
So I guess I'm the odd man out here.
but I was wrong. I'll say that.
Yeah.
I thought I wanted to go in medicine, and I did. Mm. I became a physician's assistant.
Mm-hmm.
And then I learned that I really was kind of freaked out by a lot of stuff in medicine. Like, I didn't like hurting kids. And I was a pediatric physician's assistant who had to give kids shots and stitch kids up. And I found out that I was much better at talking to people, so I became a psychologist, which is what I should have done all along. But anyway, so.
Well, there's a lesson in there.
You can always change.
You have plans now, and life is a funny thing. Yeah. When you get out there in the world, you just don't know what's going to happen to you. I'm sure some people have told you that, and you've seen it in your own lives with people, maybe in your families or friends of your family, that, life takes unexpected turns. But it's the preparation and being confident in yourselves and what you think you can accomplish. I think that's the battle.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't think any of you guys are going to have trouble figuring it out.
No.
I would love to hear you tell us about your prom, which was, I think, just last week.
Yes.
At the Argo.
Yes.
And tell us about that. How was it?
It was awesome, I think. Like, just being in a local area also made it easier for everybody, and like all the places to eat around us. And then just like getting to ride a gondola up to your prom is pretty awesome, I think.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think a lot of people get to do that at their proms. But yeah, and the venue is gorgeous. Like, I loved it so much.
Yeah,
I'd have to agree. It was definitely a wild experience. It was amazing. And, like, just with all the local businesses helping with it, like, just giving us discounts for meals, having kids stay close by, and then having after prom at Wild Game after, it was really nice to just stay local and just not have to worry about, oh, somebody has to drive down to Denver and then drive back. Like, it was really nice to have it there. The views were outstanding. They were so pretty. Yeah, it was amazing.
Well, so tell us, did all the girls want to dance with you?
I mean, there's not too many of them, so I can't tell.
Did you have a good time, though?
Yes, it was. It's really pretty up there, and I think it's going to be great for the community.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was kind of a perfect capper for the experiences you've described this last hour of growing up here.
Yeah.
Having your prom here.
It was.
Being, you know, kind of some of the first ones up on the gondola.
Yeah, that's good.
And probably the first big party. Well, I guess there had been the locals party up there before you guys.
Yeah.
But, you know, so cool
that
happened.
Awesome.
Mary Jane was committed to that from long ago, wasn't she?
Yeah,
she came through. So the other thing I want to make sure we mention is that there's a parade, right, tomorrow?
Yes, ma'am. Yes.
In your honor?
Yes, ma'am. Yes.
So tell us, tell us about your parade.
I don't know how long the tradition's been going, but my brother did it, and he's 22 now, so it's been going on a decent amount of time, and I think it's really great to... Like, we used to do the homecoming parades down here. I'd love to bring that back, but that's not on me anymore. I got to go to college. But still having something in town to just bring the community in and truly send us off is amazing.
Yeah. So it's just down Minor Street?
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
Tomorrow starts...
5
p.m.
Okay.
Yeah. And it'll probably go, because I believe we're driving...
Yeah.
In our cars, so it'll probably be like 5, maybe 10 minutes. Yeah. It goes pretty fast, like when people start going, but maybe 20. Okay, now that I think about how many cars there has to be. But
like, will everybody be in their own car? And you said there are how many graduates?
Yeah, 40. Yeah. So, but I would agree with Zephyr. Like, it's really nice to have the community back involved with something. Like he said, the parades at homecoming, those were so much fun.
Yeah.
I just remember that. And just having, like, the little kids, I don't know, like, standing on the side, and then you throw the candy to them. Like, it was just so, And I think it's a great tradition, and I think that they should keep doing it. So.
Yeah. Does anything happen after the parade?
No. No, everybody, there's grad party, but, so there's just, some other stuff,
Yeah. Well, aren't you so excited?
I'm so excited.
Yeah, I am.
What about summer plans before you go to school?
I'm going to be playing a lot of basketball.
Okay.
A lot, yeah.
I leave around July 11th.
Oh,
so
soon.
For BMT, so I have short summer. But
What is BMT?
Basic Military Training.
Okay, and where is that?
It's up in Colorado Springs, so it's actually on the base.
Oh,
so.
It is on the base.
Yes, ma'am.
Gotcha.
And so, so it's kind of shorter, but I just plan to hang out with my family and friends a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Definitely a lot of working. Got to get money for college.
Save it up.
Yeah.
Where do you work, Kira?
Right now I work at Hiwan Golf Course in Evergreen. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a nice place. Love it.
Pretty cool.
And then definitely a lot of camping. I'm looking forward to camping, visiting new spots. Actually, just recently for our senior trip, me and one of my friends camped right under Long's Peak in Estes Park. It was really pretty. So,
beautiful.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to traveling the country, maybe a little bit, maybe not too much travel, but, at least to, like, Utah and Arizona and all of that. So, and then probably like bigger family trips, and that's really it.
So when you go to Arizona, are you going to go yourself, or are your dad going to drive you down, or what's this?
So I think me and my mom or both my parents are going to go down with me.
That is always such a hard trip, especially with your last one.
Oh, yeah. But, I mean, I'm...
Bye.
I've mapped it out. I'm only like 12 hours away, so it's not a big drive if I need to come back in. The flights are cheap, so I can always visit my family.
It's just such a rite of passage.
Yeah,
I remember sort of moving my daughter into her college dormitory and crying all the way home.
Yeah.
We're going to run out of time here shortly, and I'm going to hit you with a little bit of a surprise. I want to go around and give you all an opportunity to think of the one person in your academic career in Clear Creek that you want to shout out to, a teacher that you might want to thank, a librarian, maybe a student that helped you. I'll leave it up to you, a coach, But why don't we go around and pick somebody out?
I would definitely say my dad for me. He has been a coach for, like, I think three of my sports since freshman year now. I just had my last banquet with him last night, so that's going to be amazing. And since he's a math teacher, he's always helped me academically, and I think that's really special to have somebody who can guide me in so many different ways.
We hope he's listening.
That's a real gift to have your dad, you know, the emotional support from your dad and that technical support all in one person. So
yes.
Good for you. That's nice.
Yep.
Yeah.
I probably have to say Miss Matthew. I've known Miss Matthew since I don't even know how long. Like, she remembered my mom and her friends, so it just goes back way back, but she's been there for me through everything, like just helping me with all my Air Force stuff and just really preparing me for that and really getting me, like, with student government. It's just been such a blessing to work with her and just get me inactive on those, all those events like Race Across America and Day Without Hate and all those. And it's been, she's just the sweetest person, and really, if you ask her to do anything, she's all there for it. So that. And as well, I'd like to thank God, because I would not be anywhere I am today without him. So,
I would say my mom, but, you know, I can talk about her all day. But I'm going to have to say Mr. Mahoney. He's known my sister and my brother forever. And, like, as soon as I got into high school, like, he immediately got me on the track team. And he's just been such, like, help for me with, like, friendships and his class has always been, like, my favorite and all of that, so I'm definitely going to say him.
Mm-hmm. Well,
aren't you impressed?
Yes, I am. And I was going to say that all of the people that you have just mentioned, I'm sure that they are grateful to you as well for you know, the way you've have taken on the challenge of your academic careers and not just accomplished but thrived. So thank you so much for sharing with us today, and we wish you 110%.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for having us.
You're so very welcome. And thanks to everyone out there for joining us today on What's Upstream.
History Women next week, Mark.
Oh yeah, we're gonna hear some more about the history of Clear Creek County. I'm not sure the subject, but whatever it is, I guarantee a thoughtful and engaging hour. Join us, please, next week, Wednesday at noon. Until then, thanks for joining us. Bye.